Afternoon Jams, live on 103.7B, also live on Facebook, YouTube, and social media. Tap into our Facebook page if you are heading inside your house, or you can go to our app, Emoja Radio, available free in the App Store. Before we bring in our guests, I want to send a shout out to Muskegon Public School. Just had a meet and greet with a young lady who is part of the student exchange. She is from Lagos, Nigeria. Will be spending a year here in Muskegon, Michigan to learn more about the American culture, learn more about Muskegon, the lifestyle of Muskegon, Muskegonites and Americans. So we want to welcome this young lady to America, and I hope this experience is something magnificent for her. Currently 79 degrees here in Muskegon, the high was 84. Tomorrow's going to be a high of 74 and a low of 63 degrees. My guest inside the 6 o'clock hour, no stranger to Muskegon. It's all-star basketball player, loved by everyone. My good brother, Eddie Spencer, down in Dallas, Texas, joins the conversation. Eddie, how you doing today, brother?
I'm well, man. I'm well. How are you?
Man, doing great. Doing great. You're bringing the city together next week, man.
Yeah, man. Well, that's the plan. That's the plan, you know?
It's the Hoop City alumni game, Muskegon against Muskegon Heights. The pressure's on, like, who going to play for who?
Yeah, man, you know what? It's the rosters have turned out pretty good, really nice. The crazy part about it is between Muskegon and Muskegon Heights, man, there's so many players that you can name that you can consider to play in these type of games. The reality of it is, man, you only have so many slots, and so you can't pick everybody. You know, you would love to, but the reality of it is you just really can't. So was very strategic, had a lot of helping hands with, you know, picking the players and picking everybody. I kind of stayed away from it for a specific reason, but I kind of utilized a certain system. I used like maybe three people from each school, like just kind of helping organize the rosters and depending on how they came in. That's how we selected the players. But, you know, if anybody who wasn't picked, you know, it wasn't no slight to no one, but like I said, just the reality, everybody just couldn't play. But
wow.
Yeah.
Is this your first time doing this?
You know what? No, it's not actually. I have done an event there a few years ago. Years ago, actually. We did one back when I was working with Men's and Women of Character. Okay. Mimi Rankin and Frida Nell, we did one back then. And so this would be my second one. This would be my first time doing one myself, but I did one with them back then.
Wow. Eddie Spencer got the Women's All-Star Alumni Game at 3 o'clock p.m. You got the Morning Shores versus Reeves Puppet at 4 o'clock p.m. Then you have the Muskegon against Muskegon Heights at 5:30 p.m. That's a lot of juice going on there. Yes.
It is, man. It was funny as I actually made a post today because I've been involved, heavily involved with the girls as well. And I just was telling them it inside of their group chat alone, it started getting a little testy.
Oh, really? They're
talking stuff. I said, ooh, I like this. I said, I thought y'all was too friendly. I said, the juice is heating up now. They were about ready to go to the court and play some one-on-one. The competitive nature is coming out, and that's what you want to see. A lot of the girls, man, especially just speaking about them, they're all good friends, but there's a lot of great athletes within our women community there, right? So it's going to be good to get them involved and watch them play. You know, some girls you haven't seen probably play in a while. Some you might have just recently seen, you know, but just getting them all on the same court and having the opportunity to get out there and play. I think it's going to be a great thing.
Wow. Who are the coaches for the Women's All-Star Game?
Phalia Watson would be one. She's one coach. And Drika, she's going to be the other one. She's coming. She said, she texted me today, told me she's definitely going to make it. So she's going to be in town, and she's going to go ahead and coach. Both of them would have probably been players that would have played, but due to injury, they're not playing. Okay. So they volunteered to be coaches and things like that. So it's good to have those players that would possibly have been there, but not being able to play, having them be able to come back and play. So that's good.
So Mona Shores versus Reeves Puffer, man. Who they got out there, man?
Man, they got some talent, man. They got some talent. You know, they got some guys that's coming back. And you got some guys out there that still play, man. You got some guys out there that still play. So I was able to go back in the vault and get guys like Brian Scott, known as B. Scott, and then Eddie Ward. He's going to come out and play.
Oh, Eddie Ward.
So you got guys like that I was able to go back in the vault and get.
What about Kobe Burst? Is he coming to town?
No, Kobe not coming in town. I couldn't get a hold of Kobe, man.
Ah, really?
Kobe's in the football. He migrated over to football and things like that. So it definitely would have been good to get him back in. And you know, a lot of people are out of town too. So, just kind of reaching out, just trying to find the right talent, man, that's still around, that's still kind of playing a little active as well. But again, it's still an alumni game. So I tell everybody, keep that in mind. It's still an alumni game, but, you know, guys are going to be very competitive as well.
Right, right. And then the main attraction is Muskegon against Muskegon Heights, man, bringing back some great memories. Who coaching from Muskegon?
Got to wait to be seen, man. Special guests. Definitely got some special guests. Got two special coaches coming in.
Really?
Yeah, man. Got two special guys coming in that wanted to, you know, that asked to be a part of it. So they wanted to remain anonymous. So
okay.
They just want to show up. So I said, okay, I can honor that. But, definitely got that. It's definitely going to be a tall task for them because you're going to have 12 guys on each side looking to jump into the game, but definitely going to be fun.
Is it 10-minute quarters, 15-minute quarters, 8-minute quarters? What is it?
No, we're doing 12, man. So we're doing 12-minute quarters. Yeah, we're doing 12-minute quarters. And here's the thing, man. So the problem, the issue with these kind of games is that everybody says, oh, man, I just want to play 2 minutes, man. I just want to get out there. I want to play a couple minutes, right? So that's the crazy part, right? But then when the gang get to going and they get to warm up and sweat and they get to seeing all the fans and things, oh, man, that two minutes turned into 15 or 20.
Coach, don't take me out, man.
Don't want to come out, man. Why are you taking me out? So, but that's the competitive side of it. So with that, I said, you know what, we're going to do a 12-man roster. And so we're going to just do 12 minutes, but it'll be running clock. So the games will go, it'll go pretty quick.
Okay, running clock. Okay. You know what I mean?
Yeah, so we don't want to have a situation like the Olympics where you're playing a 40-minute game and you can't get everybody in. I don't need nobody to be Jason Tatum and can't get in an alumni game, right?
Right. So,
but no, I think it'll be good. It's gonna be good all the way around because the competition, the guys that's playing, man, is good talent. You know, we got some mixture of some young guys, but still with some of the older guys as well. I did kind of make a criteria when it came to picking the younger guys. I wanted them to at least be 5 years removed from high school. So whether they're in college or out of college.
It'll be fair, right? It'll be fair.
You know, so that way, because that slims the pool a little bit too. Because, right. I mean, guys, you got so many guys, man, that could have definitely been a part of this. And I hope to, as the years go, be able to include more and more guys and be a little bit more creative with picking rosters and teams and things like that. So,
what is D-Thrower playing, man?
D-Thrower is not playing, but you know what? He has been heavily involved. And shout out to D, man. He has done, first off, he's doing some really, really great things behind the community. He's definitely, he's definitely doing our uniforms. We definitely went through him. So everybody will be playing in D-Thrower apparel from the boys' side. And he's just doing some great things. He had a great, heck of an event last weekend.
Yes.
So he's been pretty busy. I just texted him today. I said, man, I'm not calling you no more, man, because you don't answer the phone, right? But he's been super busy, but he's doing a lot of great work. So I do hope that, I do hope the community continues to rally behind him and get behind what he's doing, myself included, because he's doing remarkable things, man, and I want to see what it all ultimately turns into. But he's not playing due to injury, but he will be very involved with what's going on.
So are you gonna play?
Yeah, man, I'm out there. I was telling myself, I don't know how many more years I got, and that's how I was convincing some of the other guys that's playing. I said, man, listen, I don't know how many more good years we got to get out there and play some competitive basketball. So you know, let's give it a crack. So, but yeah, I definitely plan to play. Get out there, man.
You ready for it, Eddie?
I stay ready now. I stay ready. I may not be as ready as I used to be, but I'm definitely gonna be able to get out there and play. But most importantly, man, I'm looking for the to get out there and fellowship with the guys. You know what I mean? I'm looking to get out there and fellowship with the guys and things like that. So,
wow.
I'm looking forward to that.
Well, let's go to the board. Tara Riley says, Kobe, the Cobra, too bad you can't be here. PA and Eddie, Dougal, and I are listening and started smiling. Kobe just landed in Oklahoma from Montreal and is heading back home to Minnesota tomorrow. Yeah, he on a tour. So Kobe busy right now.
Yeah, Kobe, yeah, he got a lot going on.
Yes, be proud of him. I know he's coaching.
Yeah.
And Avion said, where is it being held? Is that Muskegon High School, right?
Yeah, it's going to be at Muskegon High School. Doors are open at 3 p.m., you know, with the girls kicking off. No, we have definitely gonna have music going. We got Mr. 1204.
Your cousin.
My cousin, man. He's definitely gonna be keeping the crowd, entertained as we going through the process throughout the day. So should be good. DJ Landon 85. He's gonna definitely be DJ Blake 85. I'm sorry, don't want to mess up his name, but DJ Blake 85, he's definitely gonna be keeping the tunes going. So should be a good event, man. Looking forward to it.
Wow. Also, hand claps coming from Teresa K. Pittman. We know this events like this is so good for our community, man. It's like a reunion, right?
Yeah. It is, man. It is. And that was my main focus, is wanting it to be a community event. You know what I mean? Wanting it to be a community event. We gravitate around sports first and foremost, right? And so that's one thing that our city loves. And we're good at it in our own right. So getting people in one gym, and then we can start opening the doors for things going forward too.
Javon Matthews says, who's playing for Shores? That's the mystery right there, right? That's the big mystery.
Gotta come and see. Definitely some names. Definitely going to be some familiar faces out there, though. Definitely going to be a bunch of familiar faces out there. I think everybody would be pleased with the people that they see, and they'll be pleased with the talent that's going to be on the floor as well.
Wow, man, we need it. I wish, man, I got to talk to our program director, DJ Q89, see, can we broadcast live, man? I'm going to be in Dallas. You know, I told you, I'm going down to Dallas for Tony Mack's party.
Yeah.
But this is it right here, man.
Yeah, Tony Mack got it. He got something going down here, man. You're going to have a good time. But, it would be nice. But whatever we can't do this year, like I said, the goal is to turn this into something annual that we can do and make it bigger each year. So I hope that, going forward, that we could definitely connect in those areas, broadcast live, just where everybody else can be involved. So
Patrice Watson said, any women alumni? Yes, you have the alumni girls playing. Now, are they alumni from the Hikes and Muskegon, or are they just alumni from the whole community?
So the girls are alumni from the whole community, man. They brought in, we got a great response. I think they have got over 50 plus women originally.
Oh, wow.
Obviously, everyone can't, that's they can't have that many on team. So they shrunk it down to probably about 24. Like, they probably got like 13 to 14 per team as well. They just pulled talent from all over, all over the community. And to be honest, the girls kind of, they came along like a little later than the guys did, but man, they hit the ball. They hit the ground running. And we also got alumni cheerleaders from Muskegon and Heights.
Man, I was going to ask you that. Now, that's worth the price of the ticket right there.
Yeah. Yeah.
Who you got cheering out there, bro? Who? Any majorettes too?
I wanted to get, hey, I'm not going to lie, I did ask about the band. I wanted to see if I get the Heights band back in there, man.
Man, at least a drum line, you know what I mean?
It still could happen. It's a chance, right? It's a chance that it still could happen. But the community, man, they really got behind it. And a lot of people started hitting me up like with ideas. They're like, hey, can we do cheerleaders, right? I didn't even have that on my schedule. But Torianto ended up reaching out to me, asking me about it. And I was like, man, you know what? Let's do it. I wanted people to be a part. Right. I didn't want to make it just about a basketball game. I wanted it to be way so much more than that. And incorporating the cheerleaders, alumni cheerleaders, incorporating the women's side of it, that was important. And I'm glad that everybody was able to jump on board. And I appreciate everybody that played a part in helping me get this thing together, because it's definitely not me alone, for sure.
Tyrodi Burr says, I tried to sign up for alumni chilling and was told that y'all does not mess with the 80s.
I don't believe that to be true. I think they need to be graced with your presence for sure. So. It's still time. So if you want to grab the old pawpaws out, definitely come and be a part.
Right. Can't do no jumping up and down. We ain't got the insurance to cover that one now.
Nah, that's the key. You got to sign a waiver.
You got to sign a waiver, man. Full effect. Teresa K. Pittman said, oh, no, I would cheer former Big Red. Let's go.
Yeah. She got some tiger blood in her, too, now.
Oh, yeah, she definitely got tiger blood in there, too.
Got some tiger blood in her, too, man. Shout out to Miss Pittman.
So anybody that you used to compete against that's going to be playing for Muskegon?
Yeah. Yeah, man. DeMonte Collins, he'll be there. Bean will be there. Callistus, he'll be out there.
Callistus?
Yeah, he'll be out there.
But, well, he got to go meet this Nigerian girl who just came to town. she just arrived yesterday. She's a student exchange from Nigeria. Wow. Oh, that's going to be tough, man. They got big Callistus playing.
Yeah, man. He's a handful still, man. He's no slouch.
Now, don't tell me y'all got Deontay Davis out there.
Nah, man. He's busy this weekend. I definitely reached out to him, though. And we got a surprise, man. Now he's not really a surprise no more, but it's a guy that I watched growing up, man. Flip is gonna play on our side. To have him back and be able to play, that was an honor. He was one of the guys I was looking forward to kind of getting on the court, but never had a chance to do it. And the opportunity has definitely, you know, came about. So he's excited. I'm excited. You know, a lot of the players are excited to kind of take Grace to court with him. So it's gonna be good, man.
Wow, that's good. Yeah.
Even got Key Johnson out there too, man. He's been busy coaching his sons and things like that, you know, from 2000. But you know, he's coming out there. Anthony Sidnor will be out there. A Mac will be out there. Aaron McDaniel, he'll be out there.
Playing for the Hikes, right?
He playing for the Hikes, man.
Okay, all right, good.
You know,
I think him and Sidnor played together, right?
Yeah, they did. They did. God,
that was a great 1-2 combination, man.
That was.
So who go out there on the edge, man? Who gonna win this thing, man? Let's go back. Who gonna win between Shores and Reese Puffer?
Honestly, man, I think Mona Shores might shock Reese Puffer, man.
Oh wow.
I think Mona Shores might shock Reese Puffer for sure. Reese Puffer said they got it in the bag. They've been talking real greasy in the group chat, but I think that game is gonna be really good. It's gonna be really competitive. It's gonna be really, really good, man.
Man, that'd been dope if Mark Hughes can come back. I know he with the Clippers, vice president with the Clippers right now.
You know what? It'd be great. I even tried to get Jared Wallace, man. He actually was in at first, but then he's coaching the job, but he got the coaching job at Reese Puffer and things like that. So had some other obligations come up, but definitely got something. He definitely was going to be a part for sure. So that would have been great.
That'd have been a great one too. Yeah.
But nevertheless, still got some good talent over there. Reese Puffer got some talent, man.
They do.
Brian Scott is definitely still in the gym. He still can shoot the blood out the basketball. You know, even though he's getting, you know. We're getting older, you know.
What about Hikes and Muskegon? Who gonna win that one?
Man, Muskegon gonna be very competitive. I'm gonna tell you that they're gonna be very competitive. They got a lot of good talent over there, but it's just something about them boys from across the other side of the tracks, man. That orange and black, about those guys, man. And I don't want to sound like I'm biased here, just kind of being realistic, you know.
It's okay to be biased. It's okay.
There's something about that orange and black, man. And you know that you just can't. Something you just can't teach, you know. Right. And them colors is one of them, but you know, definitely I believe Heist gonna win it for sure. I'm playing on it, so I definitely believe we're gonna win.
And you got expensive. I used to talk stuff back in the day, so you know, I still expect that from you. You know?
Oh yeah, ain't nothing changed. I still talk a lot. They know it. They hate to hear me coming, but they know I'm gonna talk it. But I'm backing up a little bit too. So, you know, but it's gonna be good, man. Like I said, definitely gonna be good game all the way around for sure.
Are there advanced tickets, or do they have to pay at the door?
No, it's just at the door. Okay. Just at the door. Yeah, they just come at the door. They just come to the door. They'll be able to get right in there for sure.
And $5 and $10.
Yep, $10 for adults, $5 for kids.
Well, AV got a good question. He says, Eddie Torrens, David Fox playing?
Yeah, so Eddie Torrens, David Fox will not be playing, but Eddie Torrens will be playing.
Okay, that's a good one. All right, all right.
Yeah, he's actually, Eddie is actually flying in. He's coming, he's out, Eddie is out here, out in Dallas.
He in Dallas. Yeah, shout out to you, cool. Eddie, man. Come on, we need to stack the deck, Tigers. You know what I mean? We need to stack the deck. So,
yeah.
It's going to be a tough one.
It's definitely going to be a tough one, man. It's definitely going to be. Definitely would have wished Fox could have got on there.
Fox, Dave, do you got it, Dave? You still got it, Dave? What you doing, Dave, man? We need you, man.
Shout out to Dave, man. Dave's a legend, man. He's a
great we need him, man. The Tigers need him. Yeah. But the roster already full, then, I'm assuming.
Yeah. The rosters are full. Definitely, but definitely, he's a big guard. He was a big guard and was great, man. He was great at what he did. You know,
yeah.
I mean? So shout out to Dave. Sure.
Definitely, good question, AV. Good question. If people want to get in contact with you, they want to contribute, they want to volunteer. I mean, how can they reach you, Eddie?
They can reach me. Cell phone, Facebook, Instagram. You know, I'm on there. I'm on all social media platforms for the most part. A lot of people have been reaching out. That's to be honest. A lot of people
go to Facebook out. Then go to your Facebook. Then they, y'all want
to
reach out.
Go to my Facebook. My Facebook is my name, you know, Eddie Spencer. You know, you can reach me there. Phone number, I don't want to, ain't gonna get my phone number out on.
These girls be stalking you, bro. You don't need those problems.
I definitely don't. but then definitely they can reach me at, you know, at my Facebook, as on my Instagram as well. ES3_fresh. They can reach me there as well on Instagram. So, yeah, I'm available. But, yeah, anybody want to get involved, definitely any, like, local businesses, definitely got advertisement opportunities for them as well that I wanted to do. Definitely want to bring awareness. One of the biggest things, wanted to bring awareness to, like, up-and-coming businesses or, you know, people that are doing things in the community. Utilize this platform and opportunity to kind of highlight them and, you know, get them an opportunity to speak to people that's going to be in the community that will already be at the event. So if there's any like sponsorships, anybody like that, that want to be a part of it, I definitely welcome that as well.
All right. Before we go, Eddie, what are you doing in Dallas, man? If you don't mind sharing.
Man, just working, man. Working on a daily basis, you know, being a parent, and just living life, man. That's it. You know, that's pretty much it.
I was out of the country last month. I was gone for like a month, and I felt your pain. I was praying for you and your family.
Yeah,
you lost a family member. If you don't mind sharing, just go ahead and acknowledge your cousin that you lost and the impact he had on your life.
Yeah, man, my little cousin, he passed away. Quante Porter. Passed away. It definitely is a tough blow on our family, and we still are kind of, you know, I mean, dealing with that process. Very special person, very special guy, man. Meant a lot to us. You know, happened suddenly. Wasn't expected. But you know, like they say, man, we never know the time, day, or the hour, right? But I think right now my family is just trying to navigate, you know, what life looks like without them being here. Got great support from the community as well. When I was there, he, you know, had a lot of people show up, and, you know, just show support and pour into our family. And that was very appreciated. And he has a thing going on for his birthday. His birthday is August 18th. So my family is actually looking to put something together for him this upcoming weekend. But my auntie Carmen, man, she's handling it the best way she can. His brothers, you know, as well. So we just, anything, man, if anything, just continue to keep praying, you know, for our family. And we're definitely doing the same because we know that there was some recent loss. Amonique, we heard about Amonique earlier today.
Oh, my God. Yeah.
Definitely sending prayers out to their family, to her family as well, praying for her as well. And then there have been some more losses that's happened in our community that's been devastating as well. So definitely praying for everybody's strength at this time, man. Just, you know, stay close to your loved ones for sure, man. Stay close to your loved ones for sure.
And that's why events like what you're doing, bringing people together, you create memories. Because at the end of the day, at the end of life, that's what we got.
Yeah, that's memories. That's it.
So appreciate you, you know, giving people a reason to celebrate our greatness, to have fun, You know, it don't matter who win or lost. Yeah, we're going to talk stuff. We should talk stuff. At the end of the day, it's just a game, you know.
Yeah.
And you create memories, man. I salute you 100%, man. Appreciate you.
Yeah, thank you, man. I appreciate it, man. It's good to see you still doing your thing, man.
Triple OG now. Triple OG.
You've been in for a while, man. And you know, you've always had the community at, you know, best interest at heart. You know what I mean? You've always given guys like myself a platform. And so thank you so much for everything you've been doing in the community, man. And thank you for giving me the opportunity and the time to come out here and just talk about this whole event. Definitely don't go unnoticed. It's too bad. I hate that you can't be there, man. But
oh my God. Know. I wish I had a private jet, man.
That'll get you right there, man. But right. Thank you, man. Definitely appreciate you.
All right, man. We're gonna continue to talk about this event and peace and blessings. Continue to do good, all right?
All right, sir. Thank you, man.
All right, back to my music's afternoon jams.